Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Wednesday here on the show. And do you know what that means today? It means today is the annual prediction show. That's right. It is your chance to give us a call with your prediction for 2025. We're going to take predictions in the next segment, the segment after, and then a few minutes into the final long segment, and then we are going to go over all of the predictions from last year, and we will find out who was a prognosticator and who was a fool. Honestly, there were only three that were 100% correct. One of them was mine, which I said I would only count as the winner if none of the other ones were correct, so that brings us down to two. And of the two, there's one that I think is the obvious winner of the two. So we will go over those at the end of the show. And but between then and now, it's time for you to call. You get one prediction for 2025. No predictions of death, anything horrible like that. You have to make a prediction that's going out on the limb a little bit. And if your prediction is, this year I predict there will be a SummerSlam event in the summertime, well, you're not going to win next year. So you have to... you have to have a prediction that A, could come true, and B, is bold enough that if we have a bunch of correct answers next year, yours could win. The phone number. Listen carefully. This is the phone number. An exclusive number here. It's actually a new one we've created. 618-762-3275. That is 618-762-DARK. Because we're after dark this weekend, or this afternoon. 618-762-3275. Or you can call internationally, and I'll tell you how to do that after the break. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Yes, he's back, although I don't know what he's going to say today. Listen carefully, everybody. I woke up this morning sick as a dog, of all days. And so please listen carefully so we get this all going. I want to do this as quickly as possible to get as many calls as we can.
Wait, what do you want to do?
Stop. So listen, it's a prediction show today. Call in, you get one prediction. No predictions of death, dying, anything horrible like that, assassinations, anything crazy. Just give a prediction for professional wrestling in 2025. Make it bold enough that if you and five other people get it correct, you could win because yours is bold. Don't pick something just crazy like, there's going to be 52 Wednesdays in 2025. And then at the end of the show, we're going to go over all of the predictions from last year, and you all will help pick the winner, okay? So, here's the thing. This is the phone number. I'll throw it out regularly, but listen carefully. It's not the byline number. The phone number is 618-762-3275. If you get through, you're going to hear the show. If there's everyone on the line, which there are right now, you'll get a busy signal until it opens up. So just keep trying until you get through. 618-762-3275. When you get through, let me know who you are, where you're calling from, and your one bold prediction. We're adding one thing. If you are international and you want to call the show, there's a website that you can go to. So listen carefully. Callinstudio.com, all one word, callinstudio.com/show/WOL. And you can get through to the show doing that if you're international. You don't have to call. So one more time, that's callinstudio.com/show/WOL. Now, the first caller we're going to here, I don't know who it is. I know they've called 20 times, so they're going to know what they're doing. So let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this? And what is your bold prediction for 2025?
Hey, good afternoon. This is Carlos from Houston, Texas.
Yes, Carlos.
So I've struck out in the past by making overly bold predictions, so I'm only going to go 10% bold this time.
Okay.
My prediction is that in an effort for Netflix to market more cross-promotion between their different shows, WWE will host a Squid Game-themed episode of Raw at some point in 2025.
Squid Games Raw in 2025. All right.
Yes.
I want to thank you very much for the call. Duly noted. See, that's how you do it, everybody. Who are you? Where are you calling from? What's your prediction? So now we should all know how to do it. You're on the air. Who is this? And what's your bold prediction?
This is Coach Walton, your 2022 prediction contest winner. Got a snow day today, so I'm able to call in. So my bold prediction of 2025 is, for the first time ever in North American television history, we will get a 60-minute time limit draw during a women's title match in AEW.
An AEW women's match goes to a 60-minute draw on television. That's a bold prediction,
that
brother.
That is bold.
That is a bold, bold prediction. All right, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this? What is your bold prediction for 2024?
Hi, this is Tom from St. Louis, and I predict that we will get Tanahashi and John Cena in the same ring at some point.
Were you the guy that predicted this last year?
No.
Okay. All right.
I am the guy that suggested that you guys watch Ready to Rumble, though. So,
oh, God, get out of
here. Not going to apologize.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. So we actually had predictions about that last year as well. John Cena and Tanahashi in the ring together. And it is the final year for both guys. So I would say it's bold, but I can't say that I would say it's impossible. So we shall see.
Improbable, yes, but impossible, guess no.
Yes. If you want to give us a call, the lines are full, but you can keep trying. 618-762-3275. That is 618-762-3275. Callinstudio.com/show/WOL. You want to see how that works? Let's try it. You're on the air on this international line. Who is this, and what's your bold prediction for 2025?
And where are you calling from?
Yes, hello. This is Dennis from Germany.
Excellent. See, it works. What's up, Dennis?
Yes, it works. I'm fine. How are you?
Good. What's your prediction?
My prediction is Kenny Omega and Okada will not only face each other one time, they will face each other at least two times in a singles match this year in AEW.
All right, so we're going to get Okada Omega twice in 2025. One clearly at All In, and I guess we'll find out where the other one might be.
Now, that's the example of something that could win but would lose out to something bolder.
Maybe. Wait till you see what we got last year. I mean, it's slim pickings, dude. All right, let's go to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this? What's your bold prediction for 2025?
Hi, Brian. Hi, Mike. It's Tara calling from Marietta, Georgia.
Yes, a former winner.
A winner.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. I love it. So I'm back for more. Shout out, homies. My prediction is Kenny Omega will win the AEW world title from Mox at Double or Nothing. He'll defend it against Okada All In, and we'll lose it finally to Will Ospreay later in 2025.
Very interesting, Tara. I want to thank you very much for the call. We've never had a two-time winner, and that's one of those predictions when you hear it, it's like, yeah, that actually might happen. But you know what? People do these predictions every year, and it never happens. It's actually amazing how many obvious booking scenarios people come up with every year, and they don't happen. So we shall see. 618-762-3275, which, by the way, is 618-762-DARK, as After Dark will be kicking off at 2 Pacific 5 Eastern today with Carl Stern. Let's go to the phones. What is your name and what is your prediction for 2025?
Yes, this is Matthew from Nashville. My prediction is this is the year that MJF will join WWE.
MJF is going to WWE this year. I think that would mean that he would have to somehow get out of his contract.
Slap somebody backstage.
I think he's still got several years left on his deal. I don't know that 100%, but that's the impression I got. So,
what's his front chancery game like?
I don't know, man. We'll see. MJF going to WWE this year. By the way, next segment, Mike, you better come up with a prediction because I'm going to ask you.
All right.
All right. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this, and what is your bold prediction for 2025?
How are you doing, boys? This is Ryan from Ann Arbor, Michigan, and my bold prediction is a sitting member of the United States House of Representatives will take a bump on WWE programming.
will take a bump on WWE programming. All right, duly noted. Last year, some guy goes, Matthew McConaughey is going to be in the Rumble. I was like, where in the world did that come from? Where in the world did that come from?
I wonder if the Greenland rep is going to take a bump once they join.
I guess we're going to find out. All right, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this, and what is your bold prediction for 2025?
Hello, Brian and Mike. This is Matt from Los Altos. And my bold prediction is that, it's a three-part prediction. It's Gabe Kidd is going to win the G1. Kenny Omega is going to beat Zack Sabre Jr. for the IWGP title at Forbidden Door in London. And then Gabe Kidd will beat Kenny Omega at the Tokyo Dome on January 4th, 2026.
Good Lord, that is a...
Wow.
Yeah, that's an excellent prediction because, you know what? If you got a three-parter, well, there's pluses and minuses. If you get it, you win for sure. But if you miss one of the three, you're out.
Oh, can you imagine Tara's scenario going to battle with that one?
Yeah, yeah. All right, to the phones, you're on the air. Who is this? Where are you calling from? Bold prediction for 2025.
Hey, guys, this is Kevin from San Jose, and I might be a year early on this prediction, but I'm going for it anyway. This year, Rhea Ripley will win the Money in the Bank, and she will cash in and win a what is designated as a men's
I knew you were going to say that.
Belt.
I knew you were going to say
it's
that.
Bold. I like it.
It is bold, and I would not say it's impossible.
The Netflix era has begun.
Yes. All right, I want to thank you very much for the call. Thing is, they'll allow a little bit of woman-on-man violence, like she gave Dom the riptide, but I don't know if they'll allow whole matches.
Bolder, even bolder, she does it in Saudi Arabia.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. If you can't get through, keep trying. According to this gimmick right here, 970 busy signals right now. So
Jesus.
Just keep trying, everybody. The phone number, 618-762-3275. That is 618-762-3275. You can use your web browser if you're international. Go to callinstudio.com/show/WOL. That's callinstudio.com/show/WOL. To the phones, you're on the air. What's your bold prediction for 2025? Let's get going. Hello.
Hello, this is Austin from Asheville.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Austin from Asheville, my bold prediction is that the on-air mentionings of competition will increase and it will be pettier and it will be stupider. The example I'm thinking of is X-Pac when he left WCW and cut that promo on Hulk Hogan. Like I said, the on-air mentionings of the competition will increase greatly.
Wow. All right. I want to thank you very much for the call. The war is getting dirty in 2025. All right, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this? Where are you calling from?
This is Chris from Central California.
What's up? What's your prediction?
I predict we will see Phoenix and Penta reunited in an AEW ring this year.
In AEW?
Yes.
All right. A bold, bold prediction. I want to thank you very much for the call. Something would have to go terribly wrong with old Penta and WWE.
AEW is now, what, the Tijuana territory on a Sunday? People just showing up and they working for other places? Come on now.
Not only that, but I mean, man. If Phoenix would have to get back in their good graces. All right, let's go to On the Web from Sheffield, UK. You're on the air. What's up?
Hi, this is Joe from, yeah, as you said, Sheffield in the UK. And my prediction is at some point during 2025, the three musketeers of New Japan, Hiroshi Tanahashi, Shinsuke Nakamura, and Katsuyori Shibata, will share the ring one last time.
That was a great prediction and a great voice as well.
Yes, absolutely.
I may need to hire that man for something.
Proper.
I need a deep-voiced man for the After Dark bumpers.
What do you mean?
All right, let's go. Also on the web, you're on the air. Who is this? What is your bold prediction for 2025?
Hey there, it's Aaron from The Loops in Kamloops, British Columbia. I predict at some point this year there will be an episode of WWE Monday Night Raw on Netflix that will be 90 minutes or fewer in length.
Wow. A sub-90-minute Raw on Netflix. Look at Mike's eyes.
Oh, my God.
We're all praying you win.
Yes, sir.
We're praying you win multiple times. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this? What is your bold prediction for 2025?
Hi, this is Marcelo. I'm in Denver, Colorado, and I was calling just because I am predicting that Mike Sempervivi and Brian Alvarez will be named.
Oh, no. His phone died right then? What will we be named? No!
We've been named a lot.
Oh, man. Try again, brother. Golly, that guy could have won. Who knows what we could have been named this year? Kah! All right, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this? What's your bold prediction for 2025?
My name is Johnny California. I am from Hollywood, California. And my bold prediction, my birthday's on April 17th, so around April 20th, we're going to have a 7.5. Well, I wrote 7.25, but let's say 7.5 star or higher match. Most likely AEW, I think, is going to produce it as well.
All right. Sorry.
On 420 at that.
Yeah, but on 420, we're going to have a 7.5 star match from, I think he said AEW. I was a little excited on that trigger finger. He was
Would
riling me up
WrestleMania
there.
WrestleMania weekend, I guess?
Could be, yes. You can give us a call, 618-762-3275. That is 618-762-DARK. Or use your web browser, callinstudio.com/show/WOL. We're going Ireland on the web browser. Who is this? What's your prediction? Thomas, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Thomas from Ireland, and my big prediction is that Shinsuke Nakamura will beat Gunther for the World Heavyweight Championship.
Shinsuke Nakamura beats Gunther for the World Heavyweight Championship.
Bold.
Could be at any point this year. Yeah. Hey, Nakamura's won a title at least, so he's moving up in the world a little bit at this point. All right, you're on the air. Who is this? What is your bold prediction for 2025?
Hey, this is Rabbi from Baked, and I want to tell you that even though SmackDown is going to be a lengthy 3 hours long, there still won't be time for poor old Blair Davenport.
So you're telling me that in this entire year, we will not see Blair Davenport on SmackDown one time? Is that your prediction?
She won't get very much time, but pretty dang close to it.
She's got that Willie Mack clause.
I guess that's close enough. I guess that's close enough. Thank you very much for the call. All right.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Rabbi. He's been around forever, dude. Rabbi. All right, let's go to the phones. You are on the air. What is your bold prediction for 2025?
This is Brandon from Virginia Beach, Virginia. And my bold prediction this year is that on night two of WrestleMania, in the opener, Sheamus will defeat Bron Breakker to win his first Intercontinental Championship.
Sheamus will finally win his Intercontinental title over Bron Breakker. First night of WrestleMania?
Second night,
all right. Oh, you should have just said either. Well, that's all right. We'll take that. Thank you very much for the call, Brandon. A bold prediction, but not that bold.
No.
We get a lot of these. It's amazing how many WrestleMania predictions we get in January that are just like whiffed. Absolutely whiffed.
Hey,
what's your prediction, Mike?
Oh, I have plenty of
pick thoughts. One. You get one.
Well, let's see. I don't know. I thought it was going to be you working more than 175 shows this year, but I am going to go with, because it's got to be bold, another ESPN story dribbles out about Lee Fitting, and then months later, another one dribbles out about Lee Fitting, and when that second one comes out towards the end of the year, Lee Fitting needs to step away from WWE because of these ESPN stories they keep dribbling.
Wow. All right. Duly noted. All right, you are on the air. What is your bold prediction for 2025?
Hello, this is Aiden from Columbus, and I would like to predict that TNA will join AEW and WWE on a streaming service.
TNA will go to a streaming service. Would you like to be more specific?
Yes.
TNA Plus.
A specific streaming service, I would say Paramount Plus.
What do you say?
Paramount Plus.
All right, got it. All right, I want to thank you very much for the call. Yeah, I know about Paramount Plus after the kids found Sonic 2 on it. God, he's Sonic. All right, you're on the air. Who is this? What's your bold prediction for 2025?
This is Daryl from Yonkers, a.k.a. Lucha Gato, on the Twitch chat. My bold prediction is that Shane McMahon will have his final match by the end of this year against a luchador.
Against a luchador? All right. I want to thank you very much for your fail.
For the ROH TV title. It'll be fantastic.
A luchador? Hey, you know what? I'm going to do just a totally wacky, bold prediction because I didn't even think about it this year. You ready for this?
Yes.
At some point in 2025, the McDonald's Happy Meal toy will be WWF themed.
WWF?
Or WWE, whatever they're doing, whatever they are.
Raw, SmackDown, NXT.
Yeah, like an Ava. Let's go to the phones. Who is this, and what is your bold prediction for 2025?
Actually, that's a good one, Brian.
Hi, my name is Cletus Ronald Stronghold III, and I have a prediction. I do. I believe that Bojangles will become a sponsor of the World Wrestling Federation as it is right now. And I also believe that King Kong Bundy will rise again, and we will see the reign of him come back. Thank you. That is it.
Thank you very much for the call. When
I'd
get
have
my
Popeyes myself.
Hands on that guy again.
I don't know. Popeyes, Chick-fil-A. Popeyes, yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Who is this, and where are you calling from? What's your prediction for 2025?
Hello, my name is Junior here from California. I believe that this year at All In Texas, in front of 40,000 fans, Kenny Omega and Kazuchika Okada are going to have a 7.5 star rated match.
I think we just had that one, didn't we? Or was it just any match? Actually, the other guy was 420. Okay, 420, duly noted. Yeah, you got yours for All In. People are really expecting that 7.5 star match, aren't they?
With Okada.
Hey, I just watched Okada in the finals of the Continental Classic. Not impossible. Well. All right, let's go to the phones. Who is this? What's your bold prediction for 2025?
This is Marcelo in Denver again. I was able to get through, thank God. All right, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi will be named in an AEW pay-per-view angle for Forbidden Door or WrestleDream. Also, Broncos will win the Super Bowl. Go Broncos.
Oh, come on, get out of here.
Shout out to Bo Nix, and I guarantee you I will not be on the AEW show mentioned on the AEW show.
Oh, man, I disconnected the wrong thing right here. All right, well, here's what we're going to do. I'll reconnect during the break. So if you're still on the line, just chill out here. I'll reconnect that. Push the wrong button. I will say that that guy that called about Bojangles.
Yeah?
You know who that little creep was?
No.
It was Marco Stunt.
No wonder. No.
I wish I'd known that before I made my prediction.
Mm-mm-mm.
I should have predicted he's going to get one last beating in 2025.
In Las Vegas?
Back in a moment with more. Mania Observer Live! Ryan?
Anywhere else, Tuesday is just, well, Tuesday. But if you're at KFC, Tuesday is $10 Tuesday, which means you can get 8 hot, juicy drums and thighs for just $10. Let me say that again. 8 pieces of hot, juicy original recipe chicken, hand-breaded in 11 herbs and spices. All for just $10 every Tuesday, only at KFC. Guess Tuesday isn't just Tuesday anymore. It's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary, tax, tips, and fees extra.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome to Staples.
I am so pumped. My business is going to kill it this year.
Awesome. How can I help?
First, a new computer.
With Staples home and office hot deals, you save big on tech.
And new posters.
Save on custom printing, too.
And
A new chair?
A chair? Who has time to sit?
Maybe all your new clients?
Now you're talking.
With Staples home and office hot deals, you'll find huge savings on custom prints, storage, chairs, and tech. And now save up to $175 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 2/1.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. We're going to do four or five more here, and we got to go over last year's and pick a winner. So, to the phones, you are on the air. Who is this? What's your bold prediction for 2025?
Thank you for having me on, fellows. Jason Fresno, Takeshita, AEW champion.
AEW champ, Takeshita? All right. I want to
That's
thank. All right. I want to thank you very much for the call. That guy was like, he was keeping it simple just in case.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea, especially when you look at the predictions from last year. All right, you're on the air. Who is this? What's your bold prediction for 2025?
Hey, Brian and Mike, this is Brandon from Pittsburgh. My prediction is, for the first time since 2015, AJ Lee will return and have a match in WWE.
AJ Lee, is it going to be WWE or is it going to be like NXT?
She'll be in WWE.
Okay, main roster. All right, I want to thank you very much for the call.
I'll add some bold to it for him. How about against Becky Lynch in a mixed tag? How about that?
It's possible. It's possible. Punk and AJ versus Seth and Becky.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, it's like Beth Phoenix showing up under whatever name she'll be in AEW there to rip apart Marina Shafir at some point.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this? What's your bold prediction for 2025?
Hi, Mike. Hi, Brian. This is Ben in Kansas. And my prediction is in the year 2025, it will have the first sanctioned professional wrestling match on the continent of Antarctica. Thank you.
That could happen in the next 4 years.
On the continent of Antarctica.
I don't know if
Did I tell you we're doing After Dark After Dark today? They had a flat earth guy that who was a non-flat earther, a round earther, said, hey, listen, I'll take you to Antarctica. And he took him to Antarctica, and the flat earther, he discovered that, in fact, the earth is round. And okay. And he has stated, yeah, I believe it now. It's definitely round. Let's go to, I believe, Singapore on the web browser. You're on the air. What's your prediction? Yeah, turn your radio off. My God, it is After Dark Radio.
Treble.
Right. It's just, yeah, what the heck
There's
was that?
There's treble.
God, I thought my normal voice was terrible. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's your bold prediction for 2025? Might want to push that button, and then it'll work. Now what's your bold prediction?
And my prediction is that robots will take over wrestling, and all wrestlers and commentators and backstage personnel will be fired and replaced by artificial intelligence.
Okay, I got it. A robot called in and predicted that robots would take over everything in wrestling.
Oh, Bender's going to be so happy.
What has happened to this show today? All right, you're on the air. Who is this? What's your bold prediction for 2025? Going once. Going twice.
I think we hit the wall.
Come on, friends. Listen, I got to get a main event here. You're on the air. What is your bold prediction for 2025? Yeah, something's going on here.
Sure, it might be your end on this one.
Well, I'm pretty sure. All right, let's try one more. Let's see if this works. You are on the air. Who is this, and what's your bold prediction for 2025? Is it going to work?
Going once. Going twice.
Yeah, what's happening, man? That's unfortunate. Anybody there? I think that robot did something. I'm just going to go through until somebody actually speaks. Let's try this one. You're on the air. Who is this? What's your bold prediction for 2025? That's it, man. Looks like that robot was the main event.
Damn.
Well, you know, it's ironic. We need to go over the predictions for last year anyway.
We do.
And in fact, we did have one involving robots. Are you ready to hear these predictions that people made for 2025?
Yes.
All right. You guys can all hang up now. We're all done. Turn that thing off. I don't know why this thing broke. But
the robots might auto-dial, though.
Yeah, that robot did something here. All right. Okay, so listen. Here's the predictions for 2025. There are three that I picked as winners, okay? One of them is mine, which I disqualified because there are two other winners. Unless you guys think that, you know, these are just so lame that mine automatically wins. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Dagan predicted Billy Corgan will sell the NWA to Anthem Sports and NWA TNA will return. Fail. That was a fail. Do I have my sound gimmick here?
Let's get one.
Let's see if I've got it.
No. I can heckle them.
I don't have it. All right. Brian, not me, predicted two women's matches on Dynamite. The second one will be an unscheduled standby match. So basically what he's saying was like, you know, back, I think a year ago, it was like every now and then they'd have a standby match. He predicted there would be a women's match on Dynamite, and later on in the show, there would be a standby match involving women. Fail. Steven says,
to be fair, Brian, your DVR may have cut it off.
Steven says, we will get a nice CM Punk. No reports of him causing trouble. He will be on his best behavior in WWE. That is correct.
Hey.
Okay, that is correct. Now, keep in mind, he'd been there for a little while, so it was early, but he did predict no issues with CM Punk, so that is one of the correct answers, okay? Matt suggested CM Punk will win the Royal Rumble, beat Roman for the titles, and then by Survivor Series, he will be fired without losing the title. Fail. You can see all these WrestleMania predictions. Nobody predicted Punk would tear his triceps in the Royal Rumble. Tara, a previous winner, and this is like so amazing. I almost want to just give her a prize anyway, okay? She predicted Cody will not be in the main event of either night of WrestleMania.
Ooh.
Where did she get this? Do you guys remember what almost happened?
Yeah.
They had a storyline because they were going to do Rock and Roman Reigns where Cody was going to get seriously injured and miss WrestleMania. That was how they were going to get him out of the championship matches at WrestleMania. Like, that is crazy, that prediction right there. But it didn't happen, so I can't give it to her. But I feel like I should give her like a consolation prize for that, because that is crazy.
She is the gold standard of predictions.
She really is. She really is. That's nuts. Vincent, Tony Khan will remain head of AW Creative, but will hire someone to be his head booker to help him with all of his TV shows and storylines. He will realize he needs more help, big name or small name. Fail. Because I specifically asked, you mean he will be a new head booker, not someone helping. An actual Tony is no longer head booker, so that's a fail. Neil, top three matches for All In. Swerve versus Will Ospreay for the AW title, Mercedes versus Jamie Hayter, and MJF versus Adam Cole in a cage. Fail, fail, and fail. Three fails, in fact, in that one prediction. Matthew predicted Bryan Danielson will return to WWE on the October 7th Raw on TNT. Fail. Philip predicted at least one episode of Collision will have 900,000 viewers or more. Fail. Well, they might have had that lead in a few weeks ago. Craig predicts...
So does that count with the million there?
No. Tony Storm will hold both the AEW and the IWGP women's titles at the same time. Fail. Ryan was the one who predicted Matthew McConaughey will enter the Royal Rumble as the only non-wrestler to enter. Fail.
So it was in Texas, maybe.
Rabbit here. Hey, this sounds familiar.
Maybe it was.
One of the three North American promotions, one will try to jump on the bandwagon, and we will see an on-screen personality created with AI. Fail.
Was that Big Boom AJ?
Ali predicted All In 2024 would outsell the ticket count of All In 2023. That was a fail. Todd predicted WWE will either partially or totally return to the old pay-per-view model where the Big Four would air only on pay-per-view. Fail. Wes from Boston And I couldn't go back, but I don't think this actually happened, but it was kind of close. He said, I will review a wrestler's debut on a retro show the same week they debut nowadays in 2024. So like CM Punk debuted in NWA TNA, and that same week I think we would have reviewed like him debuting in WWE. I don't believe that happened. Although the closest was probably the Rock and Rolls debuted in Mid-South on the show we watched this week, and they showed up in AEW the same week. But it was not their AEW debut. So close, but no. Brandon, Sammy will win Money in the Bank. Cash in on Cody Rhodes. Fail. Markel sees Slaughter. CM Punk will win the Rumble. Main event, WrestleMania 40 on Saturday. Punk versus Drew versus Seth. Punk will pin Drew to win the title. It's a fail, and I did say there are so many Punk predictions, I'm worried for the guy.
You might be able to and look what happened. You might be able to redo that one for this year.
Ray said Roman will hold the titles until he breaks Hogan's record, then he will lose one of them. That was a fail. My prediction, which people are going to say that wasn't bold, but you guys don't remember. You guys don't remember last January when you guys kept insisting he's not losing the title to Cody, he's not losing till he beats Hogan's record. I predicted Roman loses both titles at WrestleMania, which he did. Thank you. Jingu predicted Okada versus Cena in a WWE ring. It will happen, he said. It did not. Ben predicted Hammerstone will win the NXT title, which was a fail, although Hammerstone did make one appearance. Angel predicted Doki will win the Best of the Super Juniors and beat Desperado for the junior title, which was a fail. Desperado beat Taiji Ishimori in the finals. Zach predicted Punk would offer a public apology for his actions in All Elite Wrestling. That's not only a fail, it's an LOL. Kevin predicted NXT would bring back Worlds Collide but do it with another promotion. That was a fail. Kevin, by the end of 2024, WWE would create a Saudi Arabian belt, not a trophy, but an actual championship belt that would be defended. That's a winner.
Yeah, it is.
Right there. That's the winner.
Mm-hmm.
Marcelo, WWE and New Japan will have a partnership, and it's Cena versus Tanahashi at SummerSlam. That's a fail. Coach Walton said it all in. Nigel will come out of retirement in a match involving Bryan Danielson. The Clam Digger will put him over. It was close, but a fail. Asheville, someone in Asheville, Drew will not reach an agreement with WWE. AEW will steal him away. He will win the AEW title at All In. That was a fail. Pedro predicted Sting's last TV match, February 21st, Dynamite. Close. It was February 7th in Phoenix.
Ooh.
That was close, but fail. Dave predicted Shibata would win the Continental Classic now that he can't win the G1. That was a fail. Danny predicted TJPW will end up the number one Joshi promotion over Stardom, and then he laughed at his own prediction. That was a fail. Pat predicted The Gambler and AEW TV. That's a fail and a ban.
Oh, sad.
Don the Don, for the third straight year, predicted Toru Yano would team with Orange and Danhausen to win the Never Openweight Trios titles. He promised this. It was a fail. And he didn't make it through this year, so watch this be the year it happens.
Let me know, Don.
David predicted, just like Mania 10, 20, and 30, the Mania main event would end up a three-way. Rock, Roman, and Cody. That was a fail, but it was close. Nate was very close. He predicted that Swerve would wrestle on every major AEW pay-per-view, but would only wrestle one time on Rampage. He wrestled on every pay-per-view except Wrestle Dream and World's End. And it was only one time on Rampage. That was very close.
That was good.
Very close. And then Tim predicted Shota Umino beats Naito for the title at Dominion. That was a fail. So really, the only correct ones were me predicting Roman loses both titles at Mania, but we're going to throw that one out. And it's either a nice CM Punk, no issues in WWE whatsoever, or the guy that predicted there will be Saudi Arabian belts specifically for WWE, which was a hit. So I'm going to put a poll up on Twitter, your two options. Vote, and we'll announce the winner after the break. Observer Live.
Yeah. Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. While we wait for the final voting to wrap up here, I should note that in an hour, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, right here on Sports Byline USA, however you are listening to this show, TuneIn Radio app, Sports Byline affiliate, Twitch, YouTube, however you're listening to this show, at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, it will be the Sports Byline debut of After Dark Radio. Myself and Carl Stern this week. We've got a lot of things to talk about. Carl wants to talk about some orbs and some drones and more. So that will be at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern today. We'll tell you all about a lot of the big guests we got coming up. It's going to be a lot of fun. So check it out. If you're a subscriber, you will, you'll get all of the, you get the entire show and whatever bonuses, Carl and I do. Probably go a little bit later than, the normal 1 hour. You'll get all of those as subscribers as well on any of the, platforms, whether it's WrestlingObserver.com, Apple Podcast, YouTube, or Spotify. So, the winner of this year's prediction contest, everybody, with, see how many votes we got. Oh, man, it's neck and neck, dude. With 346 votes, it's 50.3% to 49.7%. Right now in the lead is WWE creates a Saudi title. 50.3%. Zero issues with CM Punk in 2024 is at 49.7%. There's 1 minute left in this poll. Who do you think it is? What do you think, Mike?
I'm thinking they're going to go with the Saudi belt, but we'll see. Are you doing a countdown?
No, but it looks like the poll has wrapped up, and with a very, very narrow victory, 346 votes, WWE creates a Saudi title. Kevin, you are the winner. Congratulations. If a last-minute vote comes in and puts our other, who was it? Steven over the edge, I'll let you know. But right now, Kevin, you are the winner. Congratulations. Thanks for listening. We'll see you in an hour at After Dark Radio, Wrestling Observer Live.